Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. Okay, and we're not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Do you or does any member of the household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization? Okay. All right. So now, with which political party are you registered? Would that be Republican, Democrat, or affiliated, an independent, or not registered
Republican.
In any party? Republican. All right. Thank you. Okay. As you may be aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Okay, would that be I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or
right.
I'm not registered.
Very likely to vote.
Okay, very likely to vote. All right. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you 18 to 45, 46 to 55? 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Okay. All right, and generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or they have gotten off the wrong track?
Yes. Florida's doing good. Doing
okay,
well,
right direction. All right, sir, from the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Would that be affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs? Economic issues like taxes and government spending? Moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn? Political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C.? Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration? Culture issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, and or constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment.
Probably getting rid of Biden.
Okay, political issues like replacing Biden, okay? All right, sir, and you will not be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that of each person, you can indicate that as well, okay? The first one is Mark Jordan.
Hey, I'm 80 years old. I have to use a note card to go and vote.
Okay, that's no problem, sir. Would that be very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
I have no idea who he is.
Never heard of him, okay. All right, sir, what about Anthony Sabatini?
I've heard of Sabatini. It's favorable.
Very or just somewhat favorable?
What?
Okay, Kerry Baker.
Very favorable.
Mike Levin.
Favorable.
Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Nan Cobb.
Don't know.
Okay, Addie Owens.
Don't know.
Keith Forner.
Don't know.
And David Jordan.
Positive, favorable.
Okay, very favorable or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable. All right, thank you, sir. Okay, sir, now if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote?
Hey,
would that be Mike?
I don't know. I don't know. I've got to research these, and I have not.
Okay, well, let me read them, see if you, maybe you can...
No, thank you. I'm going to hang up now, okay?
All right, well, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay, bye.